What a joy to be in God's house. What a freedom we have here at Mount Calvary, only because one thing you're going to find out more than any, we are simply sinners saved by grace. I love Mother's Day. I've been so kind and so fortunate in my life to have such wonderful support. I have a great time with my mother whenever I go up and see her. We have a wonderful relationship, and if you were on the outside looking in, sometimes you would question that, I imagine, but But I tell you one thing, when my father was sick, and when he was about 85 years old, he'd gone in, and they did work on his heart, and we didn't know it, but when they put him down under anesthesia a couple times and came out, he was just a different man, and his personality had changed. And going back to the doctor said, well, that possibly will bring on the onsets of dementia and Alzheimer's. I'm like, well, doc, I wish you'd have said something before this, but she made a choice in her heart. She said, he is going to stay here in this home with me as long as God gives breath in his body. And I respect that. That's good. I like it. I love the sound of children in church. Amen. Amen. So today, as we celebrate moms, and I know that sometimes the story is not as rosy as we'd like to picture it. I know sometimes in your life and your situation, that the mom situation was possibly not what God would want it to be or what you'd want it to be. But I also thank God for so many mother figures that we've had and I've had in my life and in this church. I believe the strength of this church, and I've said this time and time again, everybody talks about the love and the warmth. Everybody talks about musicians and how fortunate we are, but to me, it's when those ladies open that door on a Sunday morning just before the service starts, because I know that in that room that women have been praying. And that gives strength, that gives support during our time of fellowship here for this hour. When I think of moms, I always go back to one verse, one little section over here, and you've known it, you've heard it so many times, Philippians, the fourth chapter, Philippians 4. The fourth verse reads, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. The seventh verse, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then the eighth verse, which I believe is just so precious, so important, so dear. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on these things. Heavenly Father, for just a moment, we just open our hearts and minds to receive that truth that you give to us, each one as individuals. God, just let us be open in hearing your leading today. We ask this in Jesus' precious name and all God's people. Amen. 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 How do I think on these things? If I read you that list, and if I told you whatever things are true, whichever things are honest, just, pure, lovely, good report. If I just mentioned that list, each one of you, oh, what a wonderful list. What a solid thing. That's what I wanted. That's what I want to do. But then it closes and it says, think on these things. In my life, as I stand here before you, the times they have gotten not where God would want me to be is because of the thinking part. The thinking part. God, and I know He is so gracious. And we talked so recently about that renewing of one's mind, renewing of one's mind. How do I focus and think upon these things? I had a chance on Friday, and it was a very, very emotional weekend for me. I rode down on Friday, and I told Steve and Kathy, it's coming down. Steve, and I mean, he is just a wonderful, wonderful, just... When I met him, first time, he was here on a concert night, and he came in, and at the end of the concert, and Kathy had introduced me to Steve, and he was running around, he had a bag, and he said, what can I do? I said, well, I'll tell you what, you pick up bottles here, and we had some empty bottles over here, some trash, so I was just stored them around, put them in all like this, doing it. Come to find out later on, he's a retired admiral in the Navy. And folks, you would never know it. Whenever we've had the opportunity to go sailing, he wears a shirt and it says, I'm not the captain, I'm the admiral. True. And he shared a little story that kind of set the tone. We'd been to the grave site, and it just seemed to me, for some reason, going to that grave site, and it had been 4 years and one day. For some reason, going to that grave site was even more emotional on the day that I was there and performed that funeral. I guess one of the reasons when I was there and I was doing that funeral, I was so concerned about everybody else, especially about Mom. I was so concerned about loved ones there. And so God, so many times, He'll just allow you to go and He'll allow you to do things and to lead when even in your heart of hearts you question if you can do it. I know when I mentioned to the guys that I was going down Saturday for Paul's funeral, each one of them said, we'll be there, we'll sing, we'll sing. And the music was sung there that day just brought healing and comfort to hearts. So as I went back to the gravesite, boy, I was just crying like a baby. There's nothing else you can say, nothing else you can do. And on the way back, and I said, Steve, sorry, I said, I didn't know it'd be this emotional. He said, oh, brother, I thought you just had an allergy to one of the flowers you placed over there or something like that. And then he said, well, let me tell you a story. And moms, we love you, but this is another story we have to be forgiven for. He got a text from a grandson who's only 6 years old, and he went to visit Grandpa. And that morning, Grandpa got up and started to make breakfast. And Grandpa put in about a half a pound of bacon. And that bacon in that pan, he said, whenever it was done, he was bringing it out. And as soon as he get on the table, his grandson was just, oh, he just loved that bacon. And they were sharing that bacon. And he looked at his grandson. He said, well, he said, how about an egg? He said, I don't know. I've eaten a lot, but maybe one egg, Grandpa. So what he did is he cracked that egg and he dropped it in that grease that bacon had been simmering. Oof. Yeah. Glad I got one of your attention out there. Yeah. So at the end of that, he looked to his grandfather, and this is not the end of the story, but he said, Grandpa, can I ask a favor of you? He said, what's that? He says, can you teach my mom how to make eggs that taste like that? Later on, he went back and he was telling his mom about how wonderful his grandfather was. Just how marvelous. What a wonderful time. And he was such a good cook and all like that. He says, I can't wait to be just like Grandpa and have a big belly too. True story. And it was so precious that I had a dear friend in God who was there to help lift my spirits in my time in need. Then on Saturday, yesterday, I traveled to Christopher Newport University for the graduation of my niece Samantha. One more time. Yay! I was there, Lori, with 10,000 of my closest friends. They put 10,000 chairs out for the ceremony. There was over 1,200 in the graduating class. If you've tried to ever keep track of the names when there's 1,200 of them to get down, because those aunties, they're way down on the list. They are way down on the list. They're way down towards the end. And they had speakers. And they had folks that shared. And you could see the joy and you could see the enthusiasm. And you know, because of the sacrifice and the work that these students have done, they were proud, and every friend and every parent who was there was so proud of them. And one of the speakers mentioned something that kind of caught my ear. He was talking about his own college graduation that had happened 50 years ago. And I started to count back myself, and I'm going, wow. I graduated college, and for those of you that may not believe it, there's a little sign in there on the wall, a little diploma. Had to put that in there for Don Hartzell. And it was 1978. And here's Sam graduating in 2019, 41 years later. And this is what I want to tell you. Just like this fellow said, I do not remember that much about the graduation. I don't remember who gave the commencement address. I don't remember who the valedictorian was, although I will tell you, I know it was not me. I know you're surprised. I don't remember actually what music was sung. I don't remember many things. But I remember who was there that day to show their love and support of me. I remember my parents being there. I remember family being there, and I remember friends being there. I remember the hugs and the handshakes that I got. I remember those wonderful words of encouragement and a wonderful pat on the back. Folks, friends and family, in God's word, in God's house, that counts for so much. I hope that you don't take the relationships that we built here at Mount Calvary lightly. I don't. I thank God has sent us some of the greatest people that I've ever known. Why? Because they're broken just like me. Amen? Amen. Amen. Because they've dealt with struggles just like me. They've sometimes not been treated in life the way that they would want it to be treated, and just like me. I'm here to tell you that back in them olden days when they said go west, young man, when he headed out west over there, they took a wagon. They didn't head out there alone. And when there are times of troubles, what do they do with those wagons? Circle them up. Come on, I know you've seen Western sometime in your life. You know, yesterday at the table, we went to a wonderful fish place and had a wonderful meal afterwards. And just in my mind of minds, my heart of hearts, I kept going over and over one of the signs that they had down there at the graduation. And this sign said, life. Life is to be lived with significance. You know, I'm tired of people that just think it's about money or what car you drive or what kind of house you live in, or people that just take up space, breathing and eating. And trust me, you're not going to impress anybody, but you're eating. I sat and ate with Hunter yesterday, so you are not going to impress me. You are not going to impress me. But I am impressed with the character and the quality of the encouragement that I receive here at Mount Calvary, and I hope that you too, in whatever church and wherever you go, where there could be your co-workers, where there could be those that you come in contact, families, it is so precious to remember friends, and family. We talked a little bit of different things. They were asking about boat trips, and we were going to pick out names, and I made a mistake. I went Gilligan and all like that, you know, and I get this look from Hunter and Sam, and I go, Gilligan? Who's Gilligan? I'll tell you one thing. I may not be on the cutting edge. Sometimes the illustrations that I use sometimes are not the most recent. You may not be able to. I think Sam spoke up. And she said, yeah, I know Gilligan's Island. She said, to Lori one time, she said, after they watched the show of it, she said, Lori, did your parents actually make you watch the show? Remember? Yeah. Howie. How we express it. And trust me, some of these songs that we sing, whew, they're old songs. But I'm here to tell you that the message never changes. The message that we share. And trust me, you may have comments and opinions and all about this generation, but I'll tell you, this is a generation just like every generation. They want to feel loved and appreciated and cared for. So families, moms, dads, just a moment, I'm going to close in prayer, and we're going to distribute these roses out there, and we're going to start with the moms, and I think they got a little, what have you got, some paper towels or something, because it might be a little thorn in it or something like that. You'll be suffering in God's house for Jesus if you get one of them thorns, but I'll tell you that. We appreciate you. I'm here to tell you today. Remember those family members. Remember those friends and what God has done for us. Amen. 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 Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house, and God, you've given us such a wonderful spirit today. You've allowed us to just laugh and share and have fun one with another. Because God, I know within this congregation that there's been pain and hurt and suffering. And sometimes you just need to lighten our load a little bit, God, and allow us to be here and to share one another, uplifting each other's burdens. So God, we thank you for what you did, sending your son so many years ago to die upon that cross. We thank you for moms all across this great nation, for those that are represented here at Mount Calvary, and for those substitute moms that have just stepped in and been so loving and so wonderful. So God, let us always be thankful for what you've given us. Now give us safe traveling mercies as we go each one our way. We ask this in Jesus' name.